Hosanna to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who comes to serve, to set his people free. Hosanna to the Son of David. Amen. As we suffer through this pandemic, are we worried that this shutdown will do our economy great harm? Some analysis suggests that once we are past the virus, the economy will rebound better than ever. Others speculate that we may be sliding into a depression. 100 years ago, Americans enjoyed the roaring 20s before the Great Depression hit. The picture of a bankrupt America is very disturbing. Imagine half of our population unemployed and standing in soup lines. Throughout history, and in many countries even today, many people live with only a hand-to-mouth existence. They must work each day for what they are going to eat that night, and then do it all over again every day of their lives. If we think that could happen for most of us Americans, then we might better appreciate what life was like for the average Israelite in Jesus' day. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem, it was a poor city. Most people had small farms. They would come to town to sell their eggs and milk, their cloth and rugs, or their lambs and birds. I imagine there was a steady stream of traffic coming in and out of Jerusalem. To this humble backwater city, God, the God of heaven, came. He could have chosen Rome or Athens or Egypt, but God chose the dusty, rebellious, no-account city of Jerusalem to fulfill his promises. Our king rides on in majesty to die. It took great determination for King Jesus to get on that donkey and ride into Jerusalem. He knew what was waiting for him. He tried to tell his disciples that he would be arrested, beaten, crucified, and then be raised back to life on the third day. Instead of them appreciating what he had told them and supporting him in this difficult hour, they gave Jesus the blank stare of denial, deer in the headlights. Jesus could have stayed in Bethany. He could have gone north to Galilee or Capernaum. But it was for this very reason that Jesus came into the world. Our King rides on in order to set into motion his Father's plan. From before creation, the Father had decided to send his Son into Jerusalem to rescue the lost from the fires of hell, no matter what the pain or suffering. Do we ever look at Jesus and give him a blank stare of denial? He tries to share his secrets for a wonderful life with us, but are we listening? When we turn a deaf ear to Jesus, he could leave us standing by the side of the road and move on to someone else who is more eager to hear what he has to say. But our King is determined to continue riding into hearts, down the streets of our souls. He has rescued us from the fires of hell. He keeps coming to us through his word. Are we determined to know everything that he wants to teach us? Our King rides on in majesty. Many other times throughout the 33 years of his earthly life, Jesus humbly walked the streets of Jerusalem, mixing in with the crowds, undetected by the people. His human flesh and pleasant peasant clothes veiled his radiant glory. His ordinary body hid from view his almighty and all-knowing nature. But on this day, this ride was special. The Messiah was entering the galactic battle against sin and Satan. Jesus brought Jerusalem to a standstill to welcome their king. No earthly king would ever humiliate himself by riding into a town on a baby donkey. But Jesus selected a humble colt to make his glorious entrance. Matthew recorded, "A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road." Just as Jesus had provided for the colt at just the right place for his use, so now he rides down the road through the Mount of Olives, and the people burst into praise. The children and their parents set down their bundles of wood and their bags of grain. They spontaneously, organically, and yet not at all by accident, take their cloaks off their backs and place them on the road for the donkey to walk across. They cut branches off of palm trees and spread them out, covering the road like a red carpet for their king. Then the people joined in a chorus. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!" The people of Jerusalem were praising their King Messiah. "Our King rides on in majesty." The Son of God, promised by God and prophesied by Zechariah, was now riding into Jerusalem. The prophecy was fulfilled, proving Jesus to be the Messiah, the promised Savior. Are we too busy carrying bags of grain to take off our cloaks and lay them on the road? Does the coronavirus, unemployment, and sickness tempt us to forget to lift our voice in praise? Hosanna to the Son of David. This Palm Sunday, let's set aside our fears and frustrations and wake up from our sleep. We join believers in every nation singing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Jesus rode into Jerusalem in the name of the Lord. That means in the power of the Almighty God to accomplish his purpose. Jesus was not riding into town to throw off the Romans and build an empire for Israel. God had much bigger plans for King Jesus. Our King rides on in majesty to die. The people who were shouting and waving palm branches did not imagine what dark evil would settle over Jerusalem in the days ahead. This one who stirred the whole city would shock every man, woman, and child when they saw him hanging on the cross. Kings are supposed to destroy their enemies, not be destroyed by their enemies. Our King rides on to die. Here is the miracle of his grace. Jesus took our death sentence so that we would be given his life. He was struck down to the depths so that we would be lifted up to heaven. Our King stepped between us and our enemies, Satan and sin, death and hell. We had no ability to protect ourselves. Our King rode into Jerusalem to take the blow of God's judgment on our behalf. After having suffered our punishment, our King came back to life. He has made us, his people, citizens of his heavenly kingdom, the children of his family. Our King, ride on in majesty to die. Does the virus encircling our globe scare us? Are we losing sleep thinking about the 100,000 people who are expected to die in the next month? Our lives fly by so quickly. Remember that the man who rode into Jerusalem to die is the same Savior who holds all of this sickness in the palm of his hand. Jesus is the same Savior who holds our eternity in his hands. Rejoice and praise Jesus because our King rode on in majesty to die for us. Rejoice. In this sad and lonely time, we can still sing, Hosanna to the Son of David. Amen.